Producer Zonal, what is today's question?
Today we are asking, 17% of people say they've done this at a concert. What is it?
Oh, 17% of people at a concert?
Yeah, I've done this at a concert.
It's quite a low percentage.
Yeah, that's 17. That's a tricky one. Yeah, low percentage. So it's like, it's common, but it's not. If I'm not mistaken here.
What are you thinking?
Oh, okay. Can I go first?
Yeah, go first.
17%. I was going to say, right, you know when people go on people's shoulders, but they're right in front of the person, like, who's small? Like, it happens to me all the time. Someone goes on the shoulders right in front of me and I can't see the main act. I'm like, look.
That is so annoying.
Look, hold on, I know you're having a good time, but, like, please, there's people behind you. Do you know what I mean?
It's not the answer. It's a good guess, though. Oh.
Is it falling in love?
Oh, Una, yeah.
Yeah, I saw a story recently where a couple met, and I think it was like a Metallica concert. And
Both huge fans
met, fell in love, and went to like 50 Metallica concerts after that, and then got married, and yeah. It's kind of cute.
Best place for that, Coldplay concerts. I've been to two of them, and I've seen proposals at both of them.
Seriously?
Yeah, seriously.
Oh
as well.
My God.
I've actually almost met the love of my life at a concert too, but didn't get her Instagram or her number. So we'll never know. We'll never know.
Did you ever put a shout out to find her?
Did I? No, I was too scared. I was thinking about doing it on my Instagram. Like, if anyone knows this person, if you were at this concert last night, please get in touch, because we got on great and I think we could have a great future together. But no.
You didn't do it.
It wasn't meant to be.
Ah, sugar.
It's on me, though. It's on me.
You might see her at the next one. You might see her at the next one.
You never know.
You know it's fate.
Yeah, if that band comes back to Ireland again, then I'll be like, yes.
What was the band?
The 1975.
Oh, I love 1975. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they're the best ever. Best ever. But, like, yeah. Yeah, so that wasn't the answer.
No correct answers. But okay. Your guesses into us. 087-102-107. Voice notes, please.
Please. So 17 people. What's the question again, Donal?
17% of people said they've done this at a concert. What is it?
087-102-107. So the question of today.
Today we are asking, 17% of people say they've done this at a concert. What is it? 17%. Have we got any guesses?
Anna in Port Leash says, is it that they fell over in a portaloo? It happened to my bestie. Funniest thing I've ever seen. Oh my God.
How do you fall over in a portaloo? Like when you're getting into it?
Well, you're getting in. Some of them can be kind of like rickety-rackety.
Like, tell me it wasn't toppling over the water portaloo, was it?
I don't know.
I hope not. See people at concerts when someone's in it, they shake it.
Horror stories. The place.
It's not the answer, I'm afraid. No.
Sirisha says, is it that they lost a shoe or an item of clothing? All of me never makes it back after a gig.
Oh.
Sirisha and Nace.
Yeah, or you put your jacket down somewhere safe and then it's never
there.
That's
the worst. That drives me mad when I do that.
Because yeah, you've got to be too hot with the coat on in the gig, like if it's in a, you know.
Yeah, coats are common, but that's not it.
Not it, no.
Okay, is it pretended to be staff so that they could get up to the top easier, Simon and Galway?
Oh, yeah, got the torch out on the phone and say, sorry, excuse me, just getting through here.
Yeah, and if you put on one of those high-vis vests, you know?
Bring a high-vis vest.
Or a hard hat as well or something, just to make you look, and some kind of, like, I don't know, clipboard. And then...
Yeah, one of those things where you just go in with confidence and you're like, yeah, no one's going to question this.
Yeah. You know, yeah. Back yourself when you're doing it, Matty. Back yourself.
Oh, yeah, all the confidence. Be like, yep, you know who I am.
Very good thinking, but it's not the right answer, I'm afraid. No, keep your guesses coming.
I have one more for you, Donal. Louise from Cabin says, spilling drinks.
Oh, very good guess. That must be higher percentage. Everyone does that now.
Yep,
it is not the answer.
Yeah, you know, I didn't even think about that. Keep your guesses coming in. 087-1102-107. It's Matt sitting in for Cooper. Now, have we got an answer for this yet?
No. 17% of people say they've done this at a concert. What is it, is what we're asking today.
Okay, so Anya in Sligo has been in touch. She said, is it that 17% of people throw their undies at the lead singer? Anya! Anya!
Wouldn't be me now.
Why would you do that? Like, I mean, just the... Like, you're going to be uncomfortable for the night and just...
They might bring a spare pair
cold.
With them.
Cold.
You know.
Yeah, maybe so they thought ahead.
Yeah.
I don't
You'd
mean,
want to.
Yeah.
No, it is not the answer. I like the thinking. That's got to be
a
smaller percentage, you think. It's a great guess. I've had many stickers thrown to me when I've been playing before. It wasn't by someone my own age, but still.
What? Someone threw something at you when you were playing before?
Through the knickers.
In
the bra.
Stop. Yeah. Oh my God.
They were a good bit older than me, like. But you know.
and did you go up to the market afterwards and thank them?
No, I just kind of put my thumbs up and went.
So you didn't meet them afterwards at all? What did you do with the bra?
I didn't touch it. I just left it there.
So what was the bra? Just hanging over an instrument?
I waited till she went and came and got it again. It was on the side of the stage.
What colour was the bra?
It was purple. Anyway, the answer is it's not that. 70% of people have recorded loads of videos at a concert that they never watch or do anything with. They just sit there and then go to do nothing.
Oh, that's awful. Yeah.
Guilty as charged. I need to clear my storage when I get home, I think.
Oh, no. Let me lift you up. Breakfast rolls. Think on the spot. You're up against the clock. Don't take the hit. You gotta rhyme it. Think on the spot. You're up against the clock. Woo! Don't take the hit. You gotta rhyme it.
I believe it is. Rhyme it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Looking forward to this one all week.
Hey.
It's a catchy tune.
Oh, yes. And the prize, oh my God.
Strauss.
Yeah. I don't know if there's going to be a whole lot in them this week. I've been kind of peckish, but hey-ho.
Always being modest, Una. That's you. There's always something good in the drawers.
Yeah, there is. For sure. So who we got with us today? Shamey.
How are we getting on?
Well, Shamey, what's the crack? Whereabouts in the country are you?
I'm in Trim, County Galway.
A Galway man.
Love.
Gaheen song.
Yes.
And what are you up to this morning?
I'm working. Working.
And what is work? What does work involve?
I work for Nestle, so I'm the Galway rep for Nestle.
The chocolate?
Yes. good few other things known as well.
Okay, so there's the Nestle and there's the, what else? There's the cereal. And what
else? No snack bars.
No snack bars. Oh, okay.
You don't get the free ones.
Yeah. Okay, so that's why you're coming after me, looking for my purple snacks. So do you get like a couple of free, so you know, the Nestle chocolate and stuff, like any perks of the job, Shamey?
You would at the meetings, yeah, sometimes. Yeah.
A bar here, a bar there. You're not saying too much. Very good. So what else is going on in the way you live your life?
Not much, no. I just moved house there at the weekend, so it's kind of a work in progress at the minute, you know.
Okay.
You don't realise what you have until you go moving it.
You try and move it, I know. Stressful. Right, okay, Shamey, are you ready to play Rhyme It? And we'll try and win you the contents of my drawers.
Let's give it a go, yeah. Give me them drawers.
Love you already, Shamey.
Okay, so, Shamey, the word you have to rhyme everything with is white. W-H-I-T-E, white.
White, yeah.
Good man. Okay, your time starts. The length of something from top to bottom is its what?
Height.
If you sneak up on someone, you'll give them a what?
Fright.
David Beckham and Idris Elba have just been given the honour of becoming one of these.
Pass.
If someone leaves their full beam lights on, it's far too what?
Right.
It's no longer the fashion to wear these jeans anymore.
Tight.
You can get the ferry somewhere, but it's quicker to get a what?
Flight.
I take a notebook into lectures with me to... And your time is up.
Very well played, I must say.
Yeah.
How does Shamey do?
He got 5. So he's got the top score was 4 to beat, so Shamey now is in the lead.
Oh, good man, Shamey. The David Beckham
one.
So David Beckham and Idris Elba have been given the honour of becoming one of these. It's a knight. A knight.
Oh.
I know, I should have
knighthood.
Said. Yeah, I should have said in the UK. Apologies. but listen, you still got 5 and you are the highest score of the week so far.
Yeah.
It's looking
happy
good.
Days. 2 days to go.
You can have
the draws yet. Yeah. Shame.
Clock is ticking.
Hey!
Lovely chatting to you, Shamey. Best of luck moving everything into the new gaff.
A1, thanks a million, guys.
A1, mind yourself. Bye.
All the best, Shamey. All the best. Bye. I mean, not to get ahead of ourselves, but I think we may have a winner already. But unless you can beat the score, 5.
High score.
There you go. Yeah.
High score to get into the contents of Una's drawers. Are you on my
Design Mornings with Cooper and Una. Breakfast rolls. Wind up Wednesday.
Oh my God.
So this week, I kind of had like a light bulb moment, an idea inspired by Donal and his life. So Donal's missus is a professional Irish dancer.
Oh.
All right. So think Riverdance now, right? Amazing. Okay. really talented.
She is, yeah.
So I just had an idea, like, that maybe I could ring her up and try to book her for a festival in Tullamore that I named the Lord of the Pants. So,
see, she was messaging me at the same time and she was very excited about all this that was going on. And I had to go along with it because I didn't know what Una was going to say to her. So it was very awkward for me. So thanks, Una.
I cannot wait.
here we go.
Hello.
Hello, Sarah Louise.
Hi, how are you?
I was on to you earlier on. Nan O'Reilly is my name in Tullamore.
Okay.
So we're hosting the big Irish team night for the Tullamore Lord of the Pants Festival this July. So we're looking to book Irish dancers. As I said, Cahill gave me your name, yeah. Are you available?
What date is it?
Hold on now. It's the third Saturday in July.
The third Saturday in July.
It's the 17th.
I'm actually not around shit, actually. I'm in Manchester for Crack by the Creek with Dono. I'm actually not here.
All right, you'll put me in touch with someone else, so because we'd be sure. I mean, 750, your man who's organizing it is he's from America and he's loaded up.
Yeah, it's great money. You know, I'm raging.
Would they know now if you get me a few dancers? Do they know the Patsy Healy?
Sorry,
the Patsy Healy. Patsy Haley, hi ho. Patsy Haley, hi ho. That one. They just need to know a few of those dances before I hire them.
Oh, yeah. See, I don't know. I wouldn't.
Will they know the Bog Down in the Valley? Huh?
As in the song or the dance?
No, the dance. I have a singer there singing it. You know the
I
song?
I don't think so. Yeah, dancers I know would. I don't know if they know that because I do kind of modern style dancing.
Oh, we want the modern now as well because I said your man's a Yank. So what about Rock the Boat? Will they do Rock the Boat? Or the Macarena?
Yeah, I don't know.
The Macarena is another one he asked for. Macarena? Huh?
Yeah, I'm not sure. It depends. I don't know. I'm self-employed, you see, so I just work for dance companies, you know, the kind of way.
Okay.
So I don't know what the dancers know or anything.
Do you not have friends that are dancers?
I do. I can put you through to sort it out. I might be trying to do it because
the money's too good now to turn down. Do you know what I mean? It's a lot
it
of money.
It is very good.
That's why I'm organising it. I wouldn't be asked to organise anything else now, but this lad has offered me big money, so I said I'd
do it. It is massive money. It's just, it's just that's the one weekend that I'm in Manchester for that.
And what's on in Manchester? Is that Donal?
Crack by the Creek. It's Donal was the director. He set it up, like, you know, it's a country music festival.
But that's I know it's a lot of shite. Told me it's a lot of shite. You'd be better off working and getting the money, do you know? I think anyway, like, it's up to yourself. If you don't want the money, you don't want the money, but I'll find someone else to do it and take the money. But they'll have to know a couple
of I'll get on to Donal now and I'll ring you back.
One last question now before. Will they show a bit of leg?
Sorry?
Will they show a bit of leg?
Sorry,
hi Sarah, this is Una. Una for my radio. Una for my radio.
Stop the lights right now. Una! You know what? I knew the voice didn't sound right. I was like, who is this?
Donal's here filming. Donal is filming it all.
No, I'm
going to
tell you.
I think we should organise something in Tullamore, Donal. Let's fucking have the Lord of the Pants Festival. Lord of the Pants.
Oh my God, I'm going to go mad at him now.
She did. Thanks, Una.
Oh, that was so much fun. So much fun. When you show me your leg.
When you said that, I could barely hold the camera. Yeah.
Stop it.
She's got great legs, Una, but you didn't need to go to town.
I've lost the ability to talk.
If there's anyone in your life that you would like me to prank, 0871 102 107, I would love to.
Please do.
Miss the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
Matt and Una here, and it's time to get it off our chest.
So this has come in from Claire this morning. Okay. And we need to come together to give Claire our advice and help her out.
Let's unite. Let's work together.
Work together.
Teamwork makes the dream work.
She says, hey guys, I need to get this off my chest because I think I've lost my best friend to a man. No!
Oh!
We used to do everything together. Coffee, shopping, nights out, random midweek catch up. If I text her, she'd reply in seconds. Then,
okay,
she got a boyfriend. Now it's like she's gone into hiding. Every night out somehow turns into the two of them turning up. If I ring her, he's there. If I FaceTime her, he's there. I'm just allergic. The worst part is when I ask if she wants to do something and she says, I'll see what we're doing. We're doing.
Oh.
I like the lad. He's grand. But I mean, come on. How long do I leave it before I stage an intervention and remind her she actually had friends before him? I have a boyfriend, but he doesn't have to be part of everything with my friends.
So this is like, Claire. Yeah. Putting your partner before your friends, basically.
I get that they could be in a honeymoon period, whatever, but like that is just, that's not cool. It's giving like misters before sisters.
I think so.
God, that sounds really cringe. Anyway, yeah. I am not a fan of this. I think this is painful behavior, but I think everyone has experienced this at least once in their life, and it doesn't last.
No.
It doesn't last.
I can say from experience, like, I had a mate who had a girlfriend. It was his, when it was his first girlfriend ever, like you said, honeymoon period. It's like they're doing everything together and we just don't see him. But then, like, this was when we were, like, 19, so it passed. Like,
it
now,
passed.
Now we're still mates. So, yeah, I think I agree. Everyone just goes through this and then we just don't know. Sometimes it lasts, but most of the time, it's hard to tell.
087-110-2107. What do you think? What does Claire have to say to her? I mean, like, if you ring your friend and you're like, oh, do you want to come out? Do you want to meet up? And she's like, I'll see what we're doing. What? I didn't ask him. I asked you.
Just give a direct response. Just say, I'm not going to. If that's the case, I'm gonna meet up with him.
Or don't be asking him what he'd like. He doesn't have to be at everything.
No, like, he doesn't. Like, he doesn't. What do you think? 087-110-2107.
So Claire's been in touch and to get it off her chest. She thinks she's lost her best friend to a man, her new boyfriend. So her bestie got a new boyfriend and now basically Claire never sees her anymore. And it's always on nights out, the two of them turn up. It's always when she rings her, FaceTimes her, he's always there. And when she asks her to do something, do you want it? She's like, oh, you'll see what we're doing. I'll check our schedule. Like, no, we don't need him. Your own schedule. Wow.
That's gonna not last, I think. That'll get old quick when they're like, oh, I miss my friends now, actually, when the honeymoon period is over.
I think so, hopefully.
Yeah, because I was telling Una, like, that's what happened with a mate of mine back in the day. But anyway, we got a voice note here. What do you think?
Una, I don't know what it's given, but it's given red flags for me. Turns up at night time, doesn't want her to go out her own.
Ooh, okay.
Oh, God, yes, there is that element. I was thinking more that they're just, you know, always together.
Yeah, it's the separating from, you don't always have to be a couple 24/7. You can be with your friends as well.
Yeah, you can divide the time. Do you know what I mean?
Claire, I think you do need to stage an intervention with her and be like, listen, what is going on? I want to see you. He's grand, but I don't want to hang out with him.
Yeah.
Like, or start bringing your own boyfriend to everything and see how she, although she'd probably like it if there's two couples there, yeah. Mm.
Is he not going out with his lad mates and stuff?
Doesn't look like it. I think they're in the honeymoon period now and they're just, let's do everything together. Yeah, listen, I hate to be a critic and cynical, but it doesn't last. It doesn't last.
I'm afraid that is true.
And it's time for Get It Off Your Chest. So we heard from Claire. I'm going to read it out again. She says, I need to get this off my chest because I think I've lost my best friend to a boy. We used to do everything together. Coffee, shopping, nights out, random catch-ups. If I texted her, she'd reply in seconds. Then she got a boyfriend. Now it's like she's gone into hiding. Every night out somehow turns into the two of them turning up. If I ring her, he's there. If I FaceTime her, he's there. I'm allergic. The worst part is when I ask if she wants to do something and she says, I'll see what we're doing. We're doing. I like the lad. He's grand. But I mean, come on. How long do I leave it before staging an intervention and reminding her she actually had friends before she met him? I have a boyfriend, but he doesn't have to be part of everything with my friends. Claire.
As you said, Una, misters before sisters.
Yeah. Oh, God, sorry. Yeah.
That's what it seems like. Well, we got a couple of voice notes in. Philip said this.
I think it's just a process of the relationship, isn't it? It happens. It kind of sounds like when she goes knocking around for her as a child. Is such and such coming out to play today?
What? Oh, we love you, Philip. We love you, Philip. Mary's advice, though, might be a bit of help too.
If I was Claire, what I would do is I'd text her and be all like, oh, do you fancy a girly day? Let's go get coffee and get our nails done or something that they would be normal for them to do, and just actually call it a girl's day. Just be like, oh, just me and you go and have the chats and catch up and everything. And I think that would be her best way around it. And then while she's on her girl date with her, be all like, oh, this is really nice, just the two of us. We need to make time just for us, you know? Mm-hmm. And just kind of do it in a really blasé way first. And then if that doesn't work, then she needs to have a serious chat with her.
Okay.
And if your man turns up at the nail bar, then that's definitely a red flag. Oh, 100%.
Yeah. Yep.
So that's a good way of testing it out. Okay, keep them coming in. 087-110-2107. What can Claire do to get her best friend back? Claire's been in touch for Get It Off Your Chest, and she's really upset because she's lost her best friend to a boy. So her best friend's got a new boyfriend, and Claire never sees her anymore. And if they have a night out, it's the two of them that turns up. He turns up everywhere with her. And she's like, I have a boyfriend as well, but he doesn't have to be part of everything. And do I have to stage an intervention and let her know that, like, you know, you had friends before him? So, yeah, we've been getting your advice in 087-110-2107.
Orla's been in touch.
Good morning, iRadio. With your topic today, I actually went through this recently with my daughter. She's 24 and she lives in Dublin, and she got into a relationship and it was just very isolated. But it's very tough. What I done was included both of them. First of all, we go for a meal together. So myself and my husband, herself and her boyfriend, we all go for a meal. And then I started picking. Me and you go for a spa day, so then I'd time for herself. But then I'd also, the next time then, I'd include himself. But it was very, very tough. Thank God that relationship's finished.
That makes sense though, doesn't it?
I like that strategy though, splitting it up, where it's like, you know, it's like she's testing him almost, being like, yeah, well, I'm going to pick these activities where he can't come along, or this kind of thing. Do you know what I mean?
I think that's what she has to do. And if he does turn up, then you're going to have a word, be like, listen, what's going on? You need to, like, you're joined at the hip. It's not healthy. It's not cool. Make and I miss you. Just say, I miss you. I miss our time together.
Yeah, because there are some activities, right, where, like, you can't, like, come along. You just know. Do you know what I mean? Like, where it's like, you know, like she said,
yeah, 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 yeah. That's so a like, if that's he a comes day.
Then, yeah, that's a
that's a flag.
Even nights out, you can still say this is a girls' night out. It's girls only. You need to get the friend on board with that. Yeah.
Or imagine a hen party.
There he is turning up.
No, stop.
That's it. Hen party sagged you. You know your place.
087-110-2107. Keep your voice coming in for Claire.
With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled, all the crack, neatly packed and ready to go. Go, go, go.
Are you looking for a Columbus car dealership built on tradition and trust? Buyers Auto, family owned since 1897, offers top new and pre-owned vehicles. Visit us or shop online at buyersauto.com. Buyers Auto, driving the next generation of buyers.